At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 14 of the Nerd Badge Podcast. Oh, this is so much fun. Destruction. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I am your host, Michael Quinn. We are here today with a beautiful panel. We are here with some of my good friends who we're going to talk about a great topic today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say thank you for tuning in, however you are. If this is your first time watching, please watch every other episode and everything we ever did. It's like the Marvel Universe. You're just going to... You can catch up, but you don't need to catch up. Don't worry about it. But anyway, if you do, please like, subscribe, all that beautiful stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen... We're going to start off with my co-host because we're kind of in a rush today.
Just a little bit.
So, my main man, RJ.
Hello, everyone.
Yes. Give it up for RJ, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! To his right, actress, comedian, improv, fairy of all trades, ladies and gentlemen, Susie. Woo! And to her right, Mr. 9.75 himself. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my good friend, Mike. Woo! Is that you guys are wearing some beautiful shirts, too, by the way.
Is that in inches or feet?
Both.
Okay.
This guy actually kind of really weird. So, look at these guys' shirts. Show off the shirts, guys. This is great.
I wasn't sure if I was allowed to wear this.
Yeah, you can. It's totally cool. It doesn't show a logo or anything like that. It just shows an item and a product. That's awesome.
We all have a good, like, color scheme.
Exactly,
going.
Yeah. I'm just wearing my, like, little...
Hawaiian
shirt. You know, flowers and stuff.
It's summertime. All right. Summertime.
I had a Zoom meeting today, so, you know, I actually had to put a shirt on.
That. But did you put pants on?
Why would I do that?
Do you know how many Zoom meetings I've done? Like when I did like podcasts for other people, like I have no pants on. Mm-hmm. It's a statement. That's what it's like. It's a sign of authority on my part. That's what I like to do sometimes. I'm like, I'm pantless. They don't know. They'll never know.
Until you stand up.
Exactly.
I wonder if they think in their heads, yeah. Does that person have pants on?
Exactly.
Probably.
Exactly. What type of pants do I have on? Khakis? Capris? What am I doing? Jean shorts? What's up? Sweatpants?
And if who not, knows? Are they boxers? Are they briefs?
Are they briefs?
Is it going commando?
Is it commando? Yeah, I'll be going commando.
Great movie, by the way.
Great movie. So he came up with some like crazy movies back in the day. Before we get into our topics, by the way, I'd like to say one thing. One, we're kind of in a rush because tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching Wolverine and Deadpool. Woo! I know I said that backwards. Woo! It's all right. Yeah, so we're getting the hell out of here as soon as we possibly can. We have an 8:20 movie in Tottenville tonight. So, yeah.
The other side of the island.
Yeah, the other side of the island. So it's going to be a rush. You know, I just realized I took the train down here today. I might just ride back with one of you guys today.
Well, you should.
Yeah, and then you guys can come pick up Gabby and then we can drop off. Cars and switch things and do whatever. Yeah. So this movie is pretty going to be exciting before we get into our actual topic. Because last show, as you guys know very much, because everyone follows us and pays attention, we did an episode on villains. We had a different kind of panel here. We have a great panel here today. We talked about villains that were like really like, you know, in all different types of forms. So today we're going to talk about heroes. Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Do we have to sing it like you just did?
Maybe. Okay. It's up to you.
This will be discretion. Musical.
So, yeah. So, the whole point about heroes is, like, I always felt like the heroes and villains have always mirrored each other. Those are the best villains and heroes. We went in-depth on our three-tape type of favorite villains last time. So, this time we're going to do it on the opposite side and talk about heroes, which I feel like is an easier topic to talk about, you know? which I'll explain later. But right now, let's talk about our main topic for tonight. We're going to go see Wolverine, Deadpool and Wolverine. Oh, so I put up my theories. All right. We haven't watched any. This is like, what time is it? It's 6:13 in the afternoon. We didn't watch it. No one knows anything. I have my theories. I think we're going full on TVA meets Doctor Who. And we're talking about fixed points in time. Type of thing, because it makes sense with the TVA. I feel like they just stole that from Doctor Who.
Yep.
And I think we're going to get like a person represents the life of a, what's it called? You know, if they die, like, you know, that whole universe is screwed. You know, like in Doctor Who, like mm-hmm. each timeline has a fixed point reality. Mm-hmm. If something happens to it, everything ends. So very British, very BBC style of shooting TV shows was the Loki show. And I think that's what the whole process is going to be. I have one more theory that I didn't drop because I talked about, like, you know, maybe like the Wolverines are like, you know, represented, or not even Wolverine, like each person, like Deadpool's a representative of his timeline because it's all like, I think like the Sony timeline kind of thing, you know, like, so inside of each, the Sony verse is, what's it called? So maybe Deadpool has
well,
to
this
like.
Is the Fox verse.
Yeah. Sony and Fox. I mean, like, I feel like now everything's kind of together that they can just go, all right, we're going to kill everybody. I truly think we're going to see this thing with Logan. I think that's going to be the precipice of the whole entire movie where that Logan was the key part of that universe. And maybe that triggered something in Loki, you know? Mm-hmm. And then like, oh, well, you know, this universe over here, but it's not exactly the same. Like they're going to pull everything together through the TVA. The Sacred Timeline is back online. That's what I believe is happening with the Loki show.
He was pulling everything together and he was holding it.
Exactly. Like so maybe this is something, an extension of that. So I do think we're going to see other failed shows and they're going to die because no one likes that property. I think we're going to see the Fantastic Four die. Maybe one person. And one person in particular. Only one person in particular, because I think it's going to be funny. I think they're going to kill Chris Evans.
Yeah, Captain America.
Yeah. I think they're going to straight up murder him.
But murder him as Captain America or as
Human Torch? Human Torch! And I think it's going to be, I think that's going to be the joke.
That would be funny as hell.
I think they're going to kill him as and remember how they shot Ryan Reynolds in the end of Deadpool, the last one?
Yes.
I think that's going to happen. I think they're going to pull straight up on him and then shoot him. I don't think it's going to, maybe it could be like he's part of the continuity crew. Like, you know, in the trailer where they show Ant-Man's body, maybe he's part of that, you know? So I don't know. But I think, I think it just makes perfect sense. Maybe they'll bring in, the characters who played the other ones, but they weren't in anything Marvel besides Mrs. The Invisible Woman, who played a server paper in Iron Man 2 or 3. I can't remember. Oh, Iron Man 2.
No,
that was the chick from who played the Invisible Woman.
Oh, wasn't that was
wasn't it?
No, that was
she played the Invisible Woman in the new one, not
in the new one. Yeah,
no. The new one, not the old one. Yeah. No. The new one. She played the server.
Kate Mara.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Once again, in case you haven't watched the show yet, if this is your first time, we are horrible at names.
Well, the original Sue Storm was Jessica Alba, right?
Jessica Alba, yes. That was the first Sue Storm. So,
who doesn't seem to age, by the way.
Absolutely.
I'm a little jelly belly.
Jelly belly.
Peanut butter and jelly.
She's on the same blood suction program as freaking Paul Rudd. I don't care.
So seriously.
Yeah. I think they're vampires.
And freaking Kip James, by the way.
I'm not against vampires. Not opposed.
So I think those are my just theories. I want to throw it out there, have it documented so that when, if it does happen, I think I'm good at predicting stuff. And I think that's a good pop for the crowd. That's just me. I make predictions. Sometimes I'm right. Sometimes I'm wrong. But I think I'm right most of the time when it comes to this stuff. So I think what would people like to see? And I think we're going to full on see Chris Evans die. Like, I want to say I'm like 60% sure it's just going to be like, this way you can't come back. Like, he's like, oh, I thought it was Captain America. You know, like something funny like that, you know? So,
well, he did steal. If you saw Free Guy, Ryan Reynolds end up with
yes,
Steel.
And that's the whole part. That's the whole part. Like, Ryan, he goes, what the hell? So,
you know how that came about, that scene?
How?
They were getting ready to shoot.
Put the mic in your face.
They were getting ready.
Lift it up. It stays still.
No, it doesn't.
They were getting ready to shoot.
We all struggled with the microphone.
And they were like, okay, we need to do something like really stupid.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, give me a minute. He calls up, Ryan calls up Evans. And he's like, what are you doing? And he's like,
that's
nothing.
Great.
He's like, nothing. He goes, all right. He goes, you want to be in a movie? He goes, where are you? Wherever they were in Boston or whatever. He goes, all right, I'll be there in about a half hour. He goes, what do I have to do? He goes, spit out coffee and just react to what you see. He goes, all right. So, you know, he's sitting there, he drinks the coffee, he sees him with the shield.
Yeah.
What the shit?
Yeah.
And he made like, I don't know, only 10 $15,000, $20,000 for that.
That's good. Scene. That's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that was my whole point. I'm like, that's why I think Chris Evans is going to be I think it's going to be maybe the jump off part where they start killing all the other characters. Mm-hmm. So that's just my little theory.
Do you think they do that in the movie or like end credits?
Oh, no, I think it's going to be dead in the movie. Like, this is going to be center stage. Like, this is going to be Chris Evans dying. I think, because Chris Evans has always shown like he's actually really fun to play with. Yeah. Because like he did it in, what's it called? The Loki movie. Which one was it where he's walking down the hallway? Avengers. Endgame. Was
it Endgame? Endgame, yes.
Yeah, Infinity War. I'm sorry. Infinity War, when he's walking with, what's it called? When he's in prison, he's like, he starts changing into, what's it called? And he starts changing into Chris Loki changes into Chris Evans. So I think Chris Evans is kind of like a fun guy to like, hey, man, I'll do that, man. Hell yeah. So I don't know if it's going to be quick. I don't know if it's going to be plot driven.
I think it's going to be quick.
I think it's going to be quick.
I think the main villain, I heard somewhere, is Mephisto.
No, you know who I think the main villain's going to be? We're getting off topic. I think the main villain's just going to be the TVA.
You think?
Yeah. I don't know. I the same exact thing. I think this is somehow going to lean into Kang because they're going to try and reboot Kang, and the best way of doing it is bringing in Dorn, everyone's beloved freaking superheroes. So I think we're going to get a different I don't think we're going to get a different version of Kang, but I think we're going to get the TVA being run by Kang. Because, you know, I think that's just a variant that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to be a Kang variant. I think it's just going to be the TVA going like, yeah, you know, we almost lost everything, so we're going to stop that from happening again and wind up destroying. They're going to use Deadpool to murder all the timelines that they don't like that are high-risk timelines, which happen just to be like the Sony Fox universes.
Makes sense.
Exactly. So I think this Deadpool, I hate saying it. This is going to sound really evil, but I think we're going to see a dead Logan. That's my main theory. It's like I think it's gonna be
we already saw it. Yeah. Old Man Logan. What was it?
Yeah, exactly. Logan, yeah. But yeah, I think that's gonna be like somehow, some way, like they're gonna not recon it, but they're gonna like play off of that, and they're gonna show like maybe like a half skeleton, half Logan, like decomposed.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So,
but he said this is like because they're saying, you know, when they announced that Wolverine's gonna be in the film.
Yeah.
They're like, well, what happened? He died. And like, they're like, don't worry, that still happened.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The events in Logan will still happen. Yeah. So.
I think this variant is like basically a trash version of Logan. He's like, no, this Logan can fix this universe because this one died. And they tried putting him in there, and the TV is like, yeah, about that. We're trying to kill this universe, so you kind of screwed us, bro.
Let's not do that.
Like, he wants to save that universe, you know? So, but anyway. So let's get back on topic, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about heroes. Yay. So I gave everyone the assignment of thinking about maybe about three different villains. I'm sorry, heroes to talk about. And I'm going to bring up mine first, because I'm the host. Me.
When a hero comes along.
So, one of my favorite heroes growing up, and it's... This one was hard to put together because I feel like we're all iconically linked to nostalgia when it comes to these heroes, but I had to think about the one from my childhood. I put into three different stages. One, Optimus Prime.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Optimus Prime. Like, you can't find a more diligent and beloved hero than Optimus Prime.
But he will still kick your ass.
Oh, he'll beat the crap out of you, man. Like one thing that like I really appreciate about Optimus Prime, and I think I talked about it here on the show. I'm not too sure if I did or a couple of my friends. The actor who plays his voice, right?
Peter Cullen.
Yeah, Peter Cullen. And he basically said, you're our name guy, by the way. Whenever I need names.
We need you.
Yeah, if I'm the name guy, you're all screwed.
Yeah. You're doing better than us. So, like, Peter Cullen, like, he talks about one time about, he got a Lifetime Appreciation Award. And I heard this story from, like, a long, long time ago. I met him at Comic-Con, actually. This is going back. I can't remember. So basically, I talked to him. Oh, no, it was actually on the street. I'm sorry. It was on the street. I ran into him. I was like, oh, Mr. Cullen, like, you know, I'm obviously a big childhood fan of yours. He goes, oh, thank you so much. He starts talking to me and everything. And I told him, I was like, where did you get the idea from Optimus Prime from? Like that's like, what was the inspiration? Like, was it an old general? Was it like something military? He goes, no, it was my brother.
Yeah.
And he talks about the story. You heard about this, right? With his brother. He talks about his brother saying, like, he's going for the audition. He's like, I got to play this giant robot that turns into a truck. And he's a leader of like this disband, like robot army. And his brother tells him, like, give him advice because his brother was a Marine. Mm-hmm. And he tells him, you know, because he had the voice. So he just basically impersonated his brother's voice. It wasn't like something he just pulled out of thin air. And he told him, and these words stuck with me. And I mean, I was about maybe, it was right when I came home from the military and I heard this and I was like, wow, this is inspirational. He goes, if you're going to be a leader, be strong enough to be kind.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to Optimus at any point in any show, in any movie, that Peter Cullen ever did, you'll hear that, where he's kind to somebody. He's giving direction. And even when he talks to his enemies, he's just this, not benevolent, but like he's just this.
He like, always offers them an out.
Exactly. He's always compassionate. He feels sorry for the fight. He wants to make sure that things go the best way possible for everyone involved, not just the good guys. Mm-hmm. So when he's fighting Megatron, you hear like the sorrow in his voice. Like he's kind to him. So that made me kind of appreciate him more as an adult than anything, especially when he dies the Transformers movie, which, spoiler alert. Yeah.
if you haven't seen it by now, too bad.
That was one heavily animated film that I shed a tear in almost every
I cried.
One of those.
I cried like a little girl with a scab knee. I was out. I dehydrated myself.
Watching on a VHS with my father, and I knew he died.
Yeah.
My father didn't know he died.
Oh.
And this was the first time I heard my father curse. So we're watching it, and we're at my grandparents' house, and Optimus dies. My father goes, "What the fuck?" I was like, "Whoa!
What the fun?" Yeah, exactly. That's
like, where did that come from, Dad?
What the fun?
Yeah. So yeah, Optimus Prime is always going to be one of my top ones.
He always reminds me of John Wayne, the way he talked. Little John Wayne.
I can see that. I can see that little hell there, Pilgrim.
Yeah. Autobots.
Autobots, we're going to roll out. Megatron, I'm not a big fan of you, you hombre.
You turn into a gun.
Anything
cool.
Which was actually your pick last time, was one of the villains. My second hero is, I mean, this guy is just iconic when it comes to heroes. You can't really negate this. And it's not like, he's basically pop culture beyond all words now. I think like everybody knew him from like, the show started like in the mid-80s. And people don't realize like how long Dragon Ball Z has been around. Goku. Goku is, I'll tell you why. We're not counting, we're not counting GT where he was kind of going rogue and letting people die.
Okay.
We're not counting that.
Okay.
We're talking about as in a whole. Like, Goku always roasts, like, for the good guys.
I see. I'll argue there. He's the worst father. Vegeta's a better father.
What are you talking about? He died for his sons, like, twice.
But he cares more about, he cares more about the fight than actually living with his family.
Here's why I disagree with that. Everyone says that about Goku, but here's the thing. He's showing that you don't have to be afraid in the world. And he beats them. He doesn't lose. And the only time he really kind of backed away, where I think it was kind of silly, was with Cell.
Well, I was going to say, Cell, he could have taken care of that situation.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I think he realized, like, once again, I need to prove to my son that he can beat Cell. And he knew. He watched the training. He did everything. And that's an inspirational leader. That's where I think Goku was actually, that's great mindset for Goku, because he was like, well, we're going to gamble. And absolutely, the gamble is...
And the gamble almost went pretty bad.
Yeah.
Almost everyone died. If it wasn't for Vegeta making that one maneuver,
exactly,
to distract Cell.
Exactly. But I think everything kind of came together where it worked out for the better good, and I think Goku made the right choice.
I do, but don't get me wrong. Goku is a great character, very heroic, but top three?
Yeah, top three.
But I do want to say, cool thing about Dragon Ball Z, which was like the prince of anime, right?
Yeah.
It originated around the same time as Sailor Moon. Before it was even called anime, it was called Japanimation.
Yep. That's where it's abbreviation from.
Yeah. I never...
Yeah.
There you go. You just
learning something new every day.
That was today's lesson. But I was huge on Sailor Moon, and Sailor Moon was like and Sailor Moon was pretty clean.
Yeah.
But it was like the princess of Japanimation versus like here comes Dragon Ball Z.
And it's always going to be the debate over the big three, and everyone says I don't understand why. Dragon Ball, absolutely. That's like the thing that brought everyone together. If I showed you a picture of Goku versus Ichigo, you're not going to know who Ichigo is. If you know who Goku is, that's like the main thing. For me, honestly, there are better top three to me. And if anybody disagrees with me, please leave this in the comments on the YouTube page.
Well, it's an opinionated topic.
Yeah, exactly. This is opinionated, like how it affects you. For me, my top three, honestly, one, Dragon Ball. Hands down, iconic. Number two, Trigon.
Trigon
was just, I mean, that was like that classic 90s animation.
When you're saying Dragon Ball, are you talking about the original Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z?
Let's see.
Or both.
Let's see what made it.
Put it all together.
For me, honestly, Dragon Ball, but people never really watch Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball Z was on Channel 9 on UPN back on the days on Sunday mornings. So that's how a lot of people got introduced to it. So I'm going to go with Dragon Ball Z. I'll say Dragon Ball Z. Next, Trigon. It was just an amazing story. There's anime, and then there's that. That's
Fast
art.
Stampede, right?
Exactly, yeah. So there's certain things that if you ever get a chance to watch that show, definitely go back and watch it. My third, this is where it kind of becomes a toss-up, because honestly, I loved it. It wasn't more as, and again, we're not talking about fame, we're talking about story-driven. And for me, This is going to be tough. People think I'm a little off on this one. Death Note.
Really?
Death Note is so well... I'm talking about well-written. Oh, okay. Yeah, like, it's so well-written. Okay. And as a kid, I love the story of Dragon Ball. I love Trigun. I love freaking... Death Note is one of the more modern animes. But if you're talking about popularity, yeah, I have to go with... I wouldn't even say Bleach. I would say it's Dragon Ball Z, One Piece, and then this is where it gets optional. Because if you want to talk about big things, I'm going to have to go My Hero.
Yeah.
My Hero has made such a pop culture... impact over the past like 10-5 years that it's been out, like time period and beyond. It's just beyond anything. They've been played in movies, theaters. They were like number 10 in the movie theaters here in New York. Bleach never came out with like a movie that did that, you know?
And a lot of these shows are also getting their live action adaptations because of how big they've gotten.
Yeah, I mean,
let's not talk about the Dragon Ball.
Honorable mentions to freaking what's it called? Full Metal, obviously, you know? What's it called? I can't believe I'm getting the name of it. It's so good. I was just watching it last night too. I was watching the first couple episodes. With Yura, the
Yu Yu Hakusho?
No. That's a good one too. I'll give that one too. Hunter x Hunter. Yeah, that's a good one. What's it called? Attack on Titan. There we go. But it was Meat Mechs. Okay. It was Meat Mechs. That's the one thing that kind of was like, it's Gundam. Gundam also, honorable mention.
That's my favorite by far.
It's such a hard story to follow. But I'm sorry.
We're going off the topic.
Sorry.
Taking tangents left and right here.
So that was my second one. What was it again? I can't remember.
Yeah, so you had Goku
and Optimus Prime. Yeah, Optimus Prime, Goku. Yep. My third one, see, this hero is somebody that I feel... It's kind of hard to say this is a single hero because it's a group, you know? And I feel like they're interchangeable. They're the same person in a character role because it's all co-stars of this one show. Ninja Turtles.
There you go. Good choice.
Yes.
Ninja Turtles are just heroes. They go out. To me, honestly, I think back to the first movie that happened. Mm-hmm. What happened to Raphael when he was on top of that rooftop? Dude was taking names. He just straight up like just going for all these Foot Clan soldiers, and the worst part is like you're just watching, going, "Come on, Ruff, please don't die," you know. Yeah. So those are like my, because the Ninja Turtles have always been an essence of innocence and sworn to protect. Leonardo, Splinter, I would even go throw Splinter in there as the mix, you know. And a fun story, like I just want to say one thing. Ninja Turtles, right? There's a little theory that people have said, and I fully agree with, and I thought about this too as a child. Master Splinter is better than all the Ninja Turtles because he taught them how to individually use their weapons, so he knows how to use all their weapons.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, he is the sensei, so exactly. You would have to know
exactly
how to teach him.
So
he
like,
also beat Shredder. He
knocked Shredder off the roof. But yeah, the Ninja Turtles. Honestly, it's people don't realize like they were trained by Splinter and like they think, oh, I'm not saying they're the greatest swordsman, the greatest bowman in the world, but like that's a little thing that like I put together as a kid when I was watching that movie. I was like, wow, he's like, I taught them the art of ninjutsu, you know, like, so it's like, I was like, oh, wow, he taught them everything. So he must know everything, you know, so imagine like 50% of what they know is like.
Coming from Splinter.
Yeah. I'm sorry, 100% of what they know is 50% of what he knows.
Exactly.
It's very Cobra Kai. It's very.
So moving around the table now, ladies and gentlemen. RJ, give me your top three.
All right, top three. First one, it's a character that's been around for a very long time, since the 1960s. He's changed faces many of times. It's not Doctor Who, but it's James Bond.
Ooh. Because
men want to be him and women want to bet him.
Yes.
Shaken, now, not stirred.
Give me a list. Give me your top three Bonds.
You mean the characters or
the
movies?
No, the actors. Actors. Yeah.
Of course, we have to start off with Sean Connery.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Great friend of the show.
I am a huge Pierce Bronsan fan, so I'm going to put him as actually number two.
I didn't think Goldfinger
would. Yeah. Not Goldfinger, GoldenEye, sorry. GoldenEye was amazing.
And then finally, the one that everyone gets surprised by, Timothy Dalton.
Yes.
I love Dalton. Yeah. His two movies are great.
Was he the one where he came to America to fight the drug wars?
Yeah,
yeah. That was a good one.
License to Kill. License to Kill. And Living Daylights.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
James Bond.
Two really good ones.
I do have.
Do you know that James Bond was actually like, what's it called? James Bond was actually based off of a real person.
Yeah.
So back in the British days of not the Cold War per se, but there was like a spy war that was going on, and the British actually went to international British millionaires and playboys and were like, hey, we need you to get access into this place and do all this stuff. So that's where the iconic image of Sean Connery's James Bond actually came from, was from Ian Fleming's books that were based off of that actual story.
And you know who Ian Fleming's cousin is, right?
Yes.
Is it Wedge?
Nope.
Oh, who was it?
Sir Christopher Lee.
Yeah. You never knew that?
I knew it. He was an actual spy. Parts of Bond are based off of him.
So he took inspiration from the stories that he would tell him and then actually kind of made it into that. Yeah. And it was actually talk for back in the day that he was going to play him, but the studio wouldn't sign off on it because they were like, we don't really trust this guy. So, no, literally, they were like, this movie, if you're going to make this movie, whatever. I don't know if he was supposed to be Sean Connery's Bond, but I know there was talk about, like, they were trying to make it happen and they just fell apart. So, yeah.
Another good thing about James Bond is that he's had a different type of character depending on who was portraying him. So you kind of had a little bit of the anti-hero with Timothy Dalton, especially in License to Kill when he was just going on the revenge tour there.
Right.
And then you've had more of the playboy with Sean Connery, and now with Daniel Craig. I feel like he was more of the action. Daniel Craig was more of the spy, less of the goofy gadget.
Yeah. And the thing was also with... Daniel Craig was the fact that his was actually the beginning of everything, and people don't realize it was actually a prequel.
Yeah, he rebooted it.
Yeah, Casino Royale was a prequel, but it was an older Bond movie though. It was like an older book or something like that. I can't remember if it was a movie.
There was also a movie, but it wasn't part of the Bond universe.
Yeah. It was something completely
and, like,
weird.
Four different people played Bond in the same movie. George Lansbury played him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole big screw job.
They were trying to make it like a comedy at one point.
Yeah, because
the original Casino Royale.
That's where, once again, people don't realize this, but guess what? Who was an inspiration for that movie? Foxy, what movie was the inspiration from that? For when they're trying to make it a comedy?
Oh, I know. I'm actually in it. Shit.
Yeah, baby. Austin Powers.
Oh yeah.
That was an actual running joke that what people thought he was just making fun of James Bond. It's like, no, this was actually more based on the story than people realize. Like,
right.
So, yeah. Number two. Sorry.
Number two, real quick. It's a group of people. It's going to be the band The Brothers, Easy Company, 506.
Based on
101st
people.
Airborne.
We're talking about the movie or the actual people?
No, the TV show.
Oh, the TV show.
The TV show. It's all basically on the real.
I call it a movie because it was multiple parts.
It was a 10-part series. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was better than and most of the shows you'll ever see.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it came out at a time where the United States really needed to come together because it came out in 2001.
Yep.
I don't know if anyone realizes that. And it's just one of those shows that just shows you that camaraderie and you can get through anything with the right people, with the right training. And, you know, it was just one of those stories. And they fight Nazis, my villain from last week.
Nazis. So, Nazis don't like you, Nazis. Don't
that's
like
right.
you.
That's
Nazis,
right.
You watching
no,
this.
That's right.
We don't like you, Nazis. Bad words to you, Nazis, okay? I hope you fall down in front of people that you like and they laugh at you, Nazis.
That's
all
right. And when you try to get back up, you can't.
I hope people say you look fat. Yeah, we took it there. You got a problem with me, Nazis? You know what? Come find me, Nazis. All right?
Yeah, and it's a 10-episode series, nice and concise, and it tells a great story, has great action. And, if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. Do it. It's on Netflix now and on HBO Max. Yep. Sorry, The Max.
The Max. You can't say HBO Max anymore because apparently they don't want to be associated with it, apparently.
Aren't they all old?
Why do we need product placement, right? Pfft, whatever. The Max. Like what? Saved by the Bell? We're all going to the Max? All right, cool, whatever. Oh, damn. Slater and
Jesse.
And Zach are getting in a fight again.
R.I.P. PM.
Screw Tiffany you, Amber. Preppy.
I got Kelly. Yeah. Tiffany Amber died, right?
Yeah.
No.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen? No, she's still alive. Don't you dare. Don't you dare put that evil out there. Take that back right now. You look at that camera. You look at that camera right now and you say sorry. Look at the middle camera. Right there.
Sincerely apologize. I mixed it up with Kelly from 90210. Rest in peace, Kelly. Brenda.
Wow.
They're both brunetted women from the same decade of shows.
Well, they were actually on Melrose Place, but that's a different story. 90210.
Different show.
And Tiffany Amber
Thiessen.
Sorry.
Yeah, dude, we don't say Amber anymore. We say Tiffany Thiessen. Tiffany, listen. I'm sorry, okay? Listen, when I was wrestling, when I first started doing my 80s gimmick, in case you're watching, because I know you're a longtime friend of the show, I used to call my move the Kapowski driver. So, just so you know that. Kelly, that's for you. Love you. So, yeah.
And number my final one?
Yeah.
It's going to have to be Luke Skywalker.
Ooh! Okay. All right. That's controversial.
Who is his father?
That's controversial.
OG Luke Skywalker.
He tried to kill. He's technically responsible for everything. He freaking kind of Star-Lord everything.
He did.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to still go with it because when I was a kid, I didn't realize that Disney was going to get all up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Nice bleep out. I like it.
Anytime. That's what I'm
here
for.
Disney, please. Like a blind man in an orgy, keep your hands off of things, okay? Thanks.
And also, I just want to make a mention real quick about the Acolyte as well, since that's like the new thing.
Still haven't watched it. I don't want to know.
All right. I will not watch it because I do not want to help the ratings for it.
I know.
So I refuse.
And again, this isn't about like us not liking women in strong roles or anything like that. Nope. We love women in strong, great written roles. But I'm telling you right now, the things that I trust from people who give me... not reviews, but like, hey, listen, have you seen this? Or their own critiques and own views on stuff. We've heard your show sucked. Okay, now I'll give them credit. The whole hair thing where people are flipping out over that, that's actually a Jedi tradition. Because when they cut the little rat tail off, when it become Padawans to Jedi Knights, yeah, that's actually a thing. But I heard the show is just so poorly written that I almost want to watch it just to be like, okay, I was wrong or I was right. And I can tell you from my own personal experience, if I like something or not, I could take something, look at it, take my emotional investment from things beforehand and take it out and then just watch and enjoy it or not enjoy it. If I can't enjoy it, that means it's bad written to me. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So quick question. So go ahead.
But real quick, Luke Skywalker, you know, the everyman right there. He basically starts from the bottom. He doesn't know any of his parents. He doesn't know where he's come from, and he raises himself all the way up with the help of his friends, and becomes a hero and a legend. Yep. And then he fights off as a freaking Jedi Mirage, a whole bunch of AT-ATs as a Mirage, and then he dies. Yeah.
From overdosing on the Force.
Yes. From going
basically from having a heart attack.
And like Luke Skywalker growing up, like before Disney just basically like clubbed his image to death, was
Baby Seal.
I'm sorry, but like Luke Skywalker was the hero. Everyone wanted to be Luke Skywalker, you know?
Actually, I would actually not everybody.
I'll throw in my honorable mention. Honestly, Han Solo.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I'll throw in Han Solo in there, you know? Like also and also Ben Kenobi. Okay. But honorable mentions. Those are three of my, I was going to say honorable mentions. Do you have honorable mentions?
Oh.
Give me some honorable mentions.
Oh, crap. I'm going to go Bruce Wayne.
Batman or Bruce Wayne?
Oh, Batman.
Batman. That's a good hero.
Oh, Batman.
Even though he beats the crap out of freaking crazy people with his millions of dollars instead of investing in infrastructure.
Okay, take it easy. That's one of my heroes. Take it easy.
This guy's jaywalking. Here goes Batman.
Put a lot of thought into this.
Justice has been served.
I didn't use
the. You wait for the light, you idiot.
Alfred,
get this blood off my costume. I'm sorry, Batman.
Okay, take it easy. That's my hero. Take it easy. Can you wait one second?
In the Batman, I do the movie, the Batman that came out recently. I love the fact that like he crisscrossed one of those guys. That guy was like, look, like it looked like for some odd reason, just reminds me of a song from The Lion King. It's like, everybody look left, everybody look right, but it was like
pummeled,
and then just dropped. He was freaking MMA mounting him. I'm like, since when did he watch the Truckleador freaking School of Superheroing? I like it. All right, so before we get going to our second guest, Susie, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Right here, we're going to talk about SWA. We return, which I screwed up last time. I'm sorry if anybody caught on to that. It wasn't September 8th. It was September 6th at New York NYWC Sportatorium. Here's the ad right now. And we're back. Also, I'd like to shout out somebody else who Hyena X. Yeah, buddy, Hyena Hex. So we got to talk, bro. Like, we were in Massachusetts last weekend. He almost lost his one division pro world heavyweight title in a match against a good man named Smiley. And I gotta admit, I told you that you needed help. You don't want to listen. It's okay. Two ears, one mouth. You should be listening twice as much as you try and talk back to me. I offered my hand, you wiped it away. And guess what happened? I was right. Look at me. 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 I was right. You were wrong. You almost became a former champion because if I didn't step in, you would have lost. So pay attention to your emails, your Twitters, your inboxes, bro. I've hit you up. Don't hit me up. I'll just wait for my next opportunity. Don't worry about it. I'm a good person to listen to, I think. I have a mind for this business, you know. So, yeah. One Division Pro. We'll see you guys very soon. Going forward now, Susie.
Go ahead. My turn.
You got the Susie.
So I actually went really nostalgic because growing up, being first generation American, I didn't have like that many friends. So I watched a lot of TV and played a lot of video games. And the first one I do want to bring up, which we just spoke about briefly, is Batman. As much as he's, you know, been around for a long time, from the comics to and the classic, Batman is a normal person. Mm-hmm. He wasn't bitten by a spider. Mm-hmm. He wasn't touched by a rock. Mm-hmm. He wasn't, you know, bitten by something. Anybody can technically be Batman. And a lot of people see him as a pessimist because you have...
I have one thing I just want to say.
Yeah.
Superman does have a power.
I was just going to bring up Superman.
He does have... You know, Batman. Batman has a very cool superpower.
Yes,
you know
he
what
does.
It is?
His bank account.
Inheritance.
Right. Filthy rich.
Yeah.
He's filthy, filthy rich.
Which helps.
He's also very much known as a pessimist.
Batman got his superpowers by his radioactive dead parents.
That's right.
Wow.
If only we could all have a butler.
Fallen from the planet of Orphanville.
With a $17 million car. Yeah. Vehicle for transportation. Everybody sees him in every movie. He is a really big pessimist. Even in like the latest Michael Keaton Batman film, he is like just down in the dumps. So it shows you money does not buy happiness.
It can buy you boots to kick the crap out of mental health issue people.
Yes.
But the people that he's been up against have, for somebody that is human, regularly human, granted he's like a BJJ martial art flying specialist, he uses a lot of his like weaponry, right? And he's up against people like, he was up against Penguin in the originals, the Riddler, the Joker, the...
Cesar Romero.
Lipstick, you die.
Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy. Yeah. Thank you. He's up against Bane.
Yeah. Bane!
Catwoman. Like, he's up against all of these. And, like, for instance, to put a spot on Bane for a second, Bane was big. What are you going to say?
What are you talking about?
I was born in the darkness.
I am to be revered. I am to be loved. I am Bane.
I can do Bane's voice all day.
He's great.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He's my favorite.
I will make your back hurt, Batman. break your back, motherfucker.
But like somebody like Bane, although funny story, Tom Hardy's actually smaller than Christian Bale, but in the movie,
he's like,
God.
Dude, he's
Tom Hardy's like 5'6".
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he's like super short, which is the greatest camera tricks in the world. Literally, I can't even like, hold on, like, we got to watch out of this, right? Just watch this, right? This is how Bane would do his scenes with Batman. Watch right, shoot him in this one. Ready? He'd be here and then he'd just be like this. He would do the split leg thing to be down in his face. So he'd be like,
wow. And the camera's angle.
You think this height gives you power over me, Batman?
But he's but they made him obviously look because he's such a big character in the comics. They made him look so much bigger, and so technically, yes, he's much stronger than Batman. Yeah. But Batman's able to defeat him because Bane, his strength comes from. He's got
Venom. It's called the Venom serum. It's actually a serum that's created
steroid,
to get. Yep. It's a steroid, basically.
It's the steroid that's constantly pumping into him, and when he pulls that wire, that plug, that's when he lost his power.
Yeah.
And so then Batman wins. So Batman is a
master hose puller.
Yeah.
Yes. But he's also very much like every one of us. Every one of us, especially in today's world, growing up, we were more pessimistic than we were optimistic because we live in a dark world. And sure, Superman's very positive and very, I want to, you know, fight crime the American way and like all of that.
By beating your faces
by, yes, and he's very strong. But if you notice, Superman's very polite. Like, he's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
Batman, not so much. He's grumpy. But.
Well, he's the opposite of Superman.
Yeah, exactly.
The opposite of Superman.
They need a yin to his yang.
But I think there's no superhero that is just humanly stronger than Batman.
Okay, I believe that. Number two.
I'm going to go with Super Mario. Okay. Super Mario was my hero growing up. He was my best.
No heel turn ever, by the way.
Yeah. He was my best friend. I played like hundreds of thousands of hours of Super Mario. And
what was your favorite? What was the go-to game?
Oh, N64 Mario. Mario Super World? 64. Mario 64.
64. Nice.
Oh, absolutely.
Nice.
But he's literally, they're two plumbers from Brooklyn.
Yep.
And they're literally fighting to save a princess. And they're fighting dragons. And they're jumping over fire. And they're
getting up a Italian Goombas.
And, like, and gaps and doing drugs.
Me. Like, and
doing
and
mushrooms.
Yeah, doing stardust. Shrooms. Hold on, let me do the star. Oh, hey, man, you want this? You want some of the star?
But no.
I'm invincible. I have the power of three gods inside me.
I would love to see an actual like superhero Mario and Luigi movie because they really are superheroes.
Did you see the last one? That last one was art.
I don't know that it was necessarily like a superhero movie.
Well, I don't think they need to be superheroes. I'll give you.
But it was very entertaining. Yeah. I loved it.
They do have powers. They do rescue the princess, which is technically or the damsel in distress, which is the textbook's hero thing. I think they do have a great story. To say they're superheroes, I would say they're heroes.
What would you define? How would you put the super in superhero?
A superhero is someone who lives in the lore of comic book realms where they're good guy, bad guy. I have to defeat them. And there's an ongoing story of negativity and positivity. It's that same light. Spider-Man doesn't want to be Spider-Man, has to excel as Spider-Man. Superman has to protect Lois Lane. He has to keep his secret identity and all that other stuff. Super Mario doesn't really have a secret identity. He's just Mario.
He's just Mario.
You know, like, so it's one of those things where it's like, he is a hero. Don't get me wrong. Like, but that was the whole thing. It was like heroes as a whole it's more than good. Not like I have to dissect anything, but I mean, to say he's a superhero, you will never see Super Mario running around in the Marvel universe, you know. Like, I mean,
there is a game called Super Mario.
There is. he wears a yellow cape.
He does.
I get it. But to say he's a superhero, I mean, it's a stretch. He's a hero. Could he be if given the right circumstance? Absolutely. But right now, I just say he's a regular old video game hero.
Okay. Well,
until that little son of a bee steals my stars Mario Party. Gabby, I'm looking at you. You little star stealing thief. All right. I love you. But next time you steal a star, crack. That's going to be your arm. All right. Let's see you play Nintendo 64 or Nintendo Switch.
Gabby, that's one of my favorite games. We will beat Mike together.
You steal my star, I steal your ability to hold a toothbrush for the rest of your life. How about that?
That's not nice.
It's getting dark.
But
heel turn.
Heel turn. My third one is from a show that I think started my love for horror that I really dedicated to myself. I think she was the best character in the show. The show Elvira. May or may not be still going on. No, I'm going to go with Carol from The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Carol.
So Carol started as an abused wife, right? Yep.
And she became a total
really
badass.
Really quiet.
Yep.
Really scared of everything completely. Mm-hmm. And then when Sophia was taken, the way she was taken, do you remember her daughter?
God, yeah, her daughter.
I can't remember if that was season two or three.
I think it was four. Three or four.
They were at the camp. The
jail.
No, they were at the
The governor's place. Not the governor's place. The
farm.
Yeah, farm. Yeah, you go. Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
two. That's yeah. two.
No,
that was two. It happened early on.
Oh, you're right. It was season two. You're right. I'm sorry.
Which is also Shane's last episode.
Yes.
It was only, season.
Yes.
Which I was pretty sad about.
Yeah.
I was going to go initially with Rick Grimes, but Rick Grimes turns pretty nasty.
Yeah.
He gets really affected. But Carol goes from this, like to literally, she's literally Michonne's, like, right-hand
killer.
Yeah. Like, she's diplomatic.
Yep.
She's like, and she's not just Rick at this point. He's just pissed. He's killed anybody in his way. He trusts no one. Carol is like, I'm going to save the good, and I'm just going to murder the bad.
Yeah.
Look at the flowers.
Daryl,
she works all, and Daryl is the one that sees her, like, the closest grow from, like, this just scared to just, she's just a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's a true meaning of a superhero. And she's one of the longest standing characters.
Yes. She made it the entire way.
Yep.
So I would like to give out to
Carol didn't die, right?
Nope.
No.
Carol didn't die.
But what's great is, so Rick is British in real life. Yeah. Rick is British.
What?
But if you notice in the show, he has trouble saying Carol.
Yeah.
So he calls her Carl.
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 Yeah. Carl.
Yeah.
So it's like Carl is a son, and then Carl is...
Corral.
So, Corral. So the way he says it...
I want everyone to know I'm going to save everyone. Oh, Carol.
Well, Carol. Yeah. Like
he does say
actually,
it like that. Yeah, right, that's actually funny. I never noticed that.
So in a couple of interviews, he's actually said that that's been just a hard name for him yeah. to say. So, so he calls her Carol.
Yeah. Carl.
And Maggie is British, too.
Yeah, Maggie's British, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a bunch of Brits.
Oh, poor Negan. Yeah. R.I.P. Negan.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't die.
I yeah. suck at this.
I haven't watched the show since Woods Cole died.
He's on
the new show.
He's on the new show.
Oh, that's right. He's
New York City one. With Maggie.
Yeah, yeah. Him yeah, and Maggie are in New York City. Yeah.
I thought he died.
No.
No. I think in the comics he died. No, he died. He's still alive in the comics.
He's still alive in
the
comic books.
Yeah.
At the very last issue, they were doing like the, at the end, they were just doing a word from like Kirkman or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
it goes, and P.S. Negan lives.
Negan lives. Yeah.
Yep. Negan lives.
Okay. I was wrong. Negan, he gets to live another day.
So what was that, number two for you?
That was three.
Okay, that's three? Okay, good.
Yeah. Batman, yeah. Super Mario, yeah. and Carol. Yeah.
Okay, good. Right.
I gotta go, even you said it for one of your honorable mentions. Growing up, I wanted to be Han Solo.
Han Solo's awesome.
I wanted to fly him in the yep. Falcon, because he was, like, at the time, watching him, he was a quintessential badass.
He yep. was.
Yep. He was like, I don't want to be the hero,
yep.
but I'm with you guys, so I'm screwed.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. I'm gonna do it anyway.
Yeehaw! Go get him, kid!
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like,
that was oh, when... Come on. Watching it as a kid, seeing the Millennium Falcon come yeah. down. Yeah!
I'm sorry, but the funny thing about that scene is, like, I always understood in, like, interpreting things, like, when I was a little bit older, not as a kid. When I saw the Millennium Falcon come down, like, shoot Vader off into space, mm-hmm. I was like, this is great! Who yep. did that? Han Solo! ah! You know, and then I realized, I was like, wait a minute. Did the Ferrari just get blown up out of the sky by a freight truck? What?
That was just, I mean, yeah. he had the cool ship.
Yep, cool shirt, vest.
Cool. The ship was awesome.
Yeah. Chewie was his best friend.
Chewie was the best friend. He had his dog with him.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Come on, you can't get better than that. So that was number one. Number two, technically he's a sidekick.
Okay. I'll take a sidekick. He's a good guy, so
he's a good guy. Okay.
Josh a Burton. Hero is a hero, but a sidekick is a sidekick to a hero who's also being heroic.
Jack Burton.
Ooh. Okay. So, how should I say this the right way? What made him, what was the instance that made him, like, someone really, like, that stood out beside, like, other people?
It was, I don't know, just, like, his aura around him. Like, even though he wasn't the hero of the film...
Okay.
He was somebody that everybody just kind of like looked towards.
Okay. So for people who don't know, who is Jack Burton again?
Jack Burton, Big Trouble in Little China, played by Kurt Russell.
See, I don't think...
He even said he was a sidekick in the
film.
He is
a sidekick.
He is, but the whole thing is, I know with the whole, you know, with the whole gambit of the Asian culture, like, they didn't want to make him the hero. That's right. The whole thing. A hero. He was kind of like a mercenary for hire.
He was a trucker.
Yeah.
And
but
he just got wrapped up in he was a trucker. And
but give me the instance where you think, like, what, I mean, besides saving a girl, like, I, you know what? Yeah, he did save the girl.
He did save the girl.
He saved, what's her name? Yeah, he beat
John
Padme.
Yeah.
Padme, Panabear, whatever the hell his name was. And
Raiden, he fought.
Yeah, he fought Raiden. That's right.
No, he didn't fight Raiden.
He blew up.
It was Rain or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
He saw that the main bad guy got killed. And then he just kind of blew up like a
deranged
Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yeah. That was some great graphic.
That was.
Yeah. I always wonder what happened after that movie, because remember the end scenes? It's the thing underneath the beast monster underneath it.
Well, supposedly.
Jack Burton a hero?
I call him a psychic, yes.
Yeah. I don't know. So. I know he calls himself a psychic, but that's like saying, like, you know, that's hard.
He could have not have gone, and then there you go.
Yeah.
I don't agree. Even though he says it, I don't agree with him saying he was a psychic. I mean, I know he helped out and everything.
Oh, he's definitely a psychic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, but it's like, I think he did more heroic things. Like, he wasn't trained. He had a gun and a knife.
The gun was embarrassing when he shot the
knife. Like, yeah. But he threw the knife right in what's-his-name's head? Lopez's head?
Oh, no, reflexes. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
That was a badass moment.
I mean, he got the killing move, dude. I think... I'm going to consider him a hero, not a psychic. Yeah, because he even says it in the movie, too. Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, all right, that's good. Right, Jack Burton.
Number three, he started out as a sidekick, ended up being his own hero. I want to go Nightwing.
That's awesome.
Oh, good choice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I knew someone was going to say that. I didn't want to talk about him because I was like, someone's going to bring that up. That's such a great thing. Yeah.
Because, I mean, he started, Nightwing's origin. Mirrored Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
He's an orphan, got taken in. Got raised, he's Robin now. And Robin finally, like, you know what? I don't want to run any little pansy pixie shoes anymore.
Yep.
You know, I want to be, I want to get Nightwing. I want to get out of your character. Yeah. So he went out and got like a disco jumpsuit. The collar.
The collar.
The collar goes over his head.
Yeah, the collar, it looked like, I can't describe what it was. It was just yellow, yellow, really stupid V-neck thing.
It was a V-neck, bright sky blue with
yellow
mesh.
In the Batman Lego movie, they actually, when Michael Cera's character is going through all the costumes. You see it. Yep. And it's, I was like, classic Nightwing. Yep. Oh, man.
See, I don't remember that one. I remember this one from the Batman and Robin show when he had the black and then the blue.
Yeah, that was the one.
I remember. Yeah. And I thought that was awesome.
No, if you watch the, what's it called, the Batman Lego movie. Mm-hmm. So if you watch the Batman Lego movie, it's the scene where Michael Cera is going through everything. And then you see all the different outfits. It had like the Native American one. Yep. It had the, it had another one too. It had the Robin with the legs, I think. I can't remember.
See, I wasn't crazy about that suit with the red legs. I don't like it.
Yeah, it had that one in it. And then he rips them off. He's like, I don't need pants. So, pants. Yeah. But yeah, that movie itself was, let's talk about that one for a couple of minutes. We got a couple minutes left. So that was your third one?
That was my third one.
Okay. So, those are our views on heroes. If you watch us on YouTube and you feel like there's any type of heroes that we missed out that you personally connect yourself with, leave it in the comments. If you're listening to this on Spotify, Amazon, Apple Podcasts, go on YouTube and leave it in the comments. The Lego Batman movie was so good.
I never saw it.
The Lego games.
That is your, like everyone that. Look at him. Everyone look at it. Look at
this. I have enough jobs to do.
Dude, this is your homework assignment. All right. And that's what I'm going to start doing. From now on, I'm going to start assigning you guys homework to stuff to watch. Okay. It's not going to be something crazy. It's not going to be like, watch this whole entire like series of this. Watch the Lego Batman movie and tell me you do not love that movie. Bro, it is quotable. No.
Because I saw the first Lego movie. And
no.
I did not.
Bro, this Batman Lego movie, like, it's like, Batman. Who has the gnarliest kick flips? Batman! Dude, it's so good. It is such a good movie. I personally endorse this movie to people. It's like, I'm a heavy metal dope rapping machine, and I never feel anything.
Batman sponsor us.
Batman. Bruce Wayne, I know you got money.
You don't got pay.
You don't have to spend money on freaking parents. You know, like, happy Mother's Day. Nope. You don't have to worry about that.
I mean, if you want us to give us the Batmobile to use.
I will totally put the Batmobile in here. I don't know how. You're rich. You could have it assembled in here or something, you know?
We'll James take our Gunn, logo give us the on stuff. It.
Yeah, James Gunn. Pay attention, James Gunn, okay?
Pay attention. You know, we got you.
Me and Susie act, okay? So just put this in the movie.
Please.
Can I be the Batmobile in the movie?
I will be the tire.
Yeah.
Great.
I'll be dead body number one.
I know.
You can keep me in the trunk the whole time. It's fine. Yeah.
So I think this is the end of the episode. Let's just get the hell out of here because we got to go watch this movie. 7 o'clock on the dot.
Deadpool time.
Yeah, so we got to get out of here, guys. I want to say a couple things first. The next episode, it's going to be a good one. I'm not too sure.
Have a topic, but it's going
to
be a good
topic. No, I have a topic. I have three topics that I want to do, but I'll leave it up to you guys. We'll do a vote, okay?
Okay.
Pick a number. One or two, and I'm going to go around the room, and I want you guys to pick, okay?
Why don't you just bring up the topics and discuss it?
No, that's the whole fun part, because I'm really indulged on both of these comics. On both of these, not comics, but these topics. Okay. So I want your guys to be, like, just completely random to do it, okay?
Okay.
Pick a number, one or two.
One.
Pick a number.
I'm going to go with two.
Three.
You're the one.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a good episode. Next time we're going to be here, you know what it's going to be?
You'll find out next week.
Yeah. On the next episode of
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, really. Just find out next time on the same nerdy channel, same nerdy time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about something very near and dear to my heart.
Spandex.
Wrestling.
Yes.
Cheese.
We're going to talk about the X-Men.
Ooh. Okay.
And we're going to go over the movies. We're going to keep it easy for some. I'm not going to go back to when they were fighting dinosaurs in the Savage Land. I'm not going to go that route. Yeah. I'm not going to go when the new team took over with Colossus, Nightcrawler, and Storm. We're not going to go.
You're not doing Blue and Gold.
We're not doing Blue and Gold. We'll do Blue and Gold, but Blue and Gold's also the TV show, so we'll talk about that. Yeah. So we're going to talk about the movies. We're going to talk about the cartoons. We're going to leave out Evolution because I feel like.
No, Evolution
is fine.
You guys watch it? Okay. Susie has to watch Evolution then because I see it on her face.
That's your homework.
Yeah, that's your homework. You got Evolution. We're going to talk about X-Men 97 again, which we did once before, but we're going to bring it in as a whole against the other type of products that they have. And unfortunately, we're going to talk about the bad things about the X-Men. We're going to talk about the Sony movies. Fox movies.
Fox movies. With yeah, the Fox wig movies. On Halle Berry.
Yeah. Oh, God. We're going to talk about that.
Wolverine Origins.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It wasn't that bad. Save it.
Put it in the pocket.
Gentlemen, calm down.
Gentlemen, you will not disagree on this show. Gentlemen, carry yourselves as such. Carol.
Carol, come and get him.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go see Deadpool versus Wolverine or Deadpool Wolverine.
Deadpool and the Wolverine.
Well, they're going to fight, so whatever. All right. Here's my bet. I'm sorry, Chris.
There's going to be penetration, I heard.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Oh, it's a rated R movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be, it's rated R. Yeah. It's RoboCop style for these kids. Hell yeah.
Yeah,
that was another good
yeah. So we talked about RoboCop. Watch that episode.
They're usually a good PG-13.
Ladies and gentlemen, episode 14. We did it. We did it! Woo! Woo! Got it! Done! Absolutely. We're wrapped. Shut it down. Get in the car. We're going to go see Deadpool. This is done!